Hi, everybody. The Complex PTSD Guy here. I'll start out by saying I'm not a doctor or psychiatrist. I'm just a guy living with complex PTSD, and I'm sharing my own ideas, experiences, and opinions on this podcast. I have a couple of kind of, I don't even know if you want to say random things to bring up, but these are just things overall that one of them doesn't really have much to do with complex PTSD, but it's something I saw recently that was, I just thought, pretty neat. And the other thing does relate to complex PTSD, and it's I'll just explain once I get to it. The first thing I wanted to mention, and again, this doesn't have anything to do with complex PTSD, but it's just something I happen to have seen recently, and I just wanted to say how good it was. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Casablanca. If you've never seen that movie and you like history like I do, because my degree is in history, and this is particularly about World War II and refugees escaping Europe in World War II, occupied Europe. It was an amazing movie. It was really good. But I will say you might want to study up on your World War II history first before you watch it. And you also want to study up, this is probably the reason I really like it. I really like the Spanish Civil War, and the Spanish Civil War was in the 30s, and it was basically the setup to what would become World War II. If you want to know anything about World War II, look at the Spanish Civil War. And actually the main character in Casablanca, I think he had either fought or supported, one of the sides in the Spanish Civil War. So he was involved in the Spanish Civil War, and I thought, well, that makes perfect sense. But I think it's probably one of the best movies I've ever seen. I was thoroughly impressed. I thought it was a love story because of all the little clips they always show over the years. And that's part of it. But the main thing in the movie is that they're fighting for a cause. They're doing what they're doing is for a cause, and everything's very strategic and very covert. But what an amazing movie. I just watched it. I watched it twice yesterday, and I would recommend watching it twice, because the second time you watch it, for me, everything made a lot more sense. And I will also say the accents in the movie are a little hard to understand, so you might want closed captioning on so you can really follow what's happening. But other than that, great movie. And if you need something just to get your mind out of a stressful environment and just zone out, the other thing about the movie, it's very factually accurate, and it was made during World War II. It was made just before we got into World War II. The United States started fighting in World War II. But very diverse, all these different people that are in Casablanca, which is in Morocco. Very interesting. But the thing I wanted to mention in regards to mental health, and so this is getting to my other point, mental health and self-help books, and I would say even some podcasts that are out there, and I'm not trying to dog anybody who maybe does this to a degree. I'm going on my own little rant here, and I don't normally go on a rant, but I just had to rant today because there's a show I watch, and I won't say what it is, but there's somebody who's joining this show, and they do this thing that I'm going to explain, and I just cannot stand it. To me, it's so much gibberish, and sometimes people will use the word salad. I don't know if you've ever heard of the term word salad, but it's somebody, and I actually used to be into affirmations, which I still am. I still like affirmations. I still like a quote, something helpful, a visual. But if there's somebody who's out there and they're a public figure and they're always using this sort of affirmation speech, and they're selling books based on this affirmation talk and this word salad stuff, I want to just say something. It doesn't really get you anywhere. when you look at the heart of it, like, how will this actually get me from A to B? How will this actually help me? It really doesn't. It doesn't. It makes you hopeful, which I think is a good thing. So I'm not trying to like bash it. I'm just kind of ranting that I wish there was more substance to it. Because that's one thing I always try to do on this podcast. I always try to give solutions. So anytime I talk about anything, like when I talked about low self-esteem, I said the solution is engaging with your hobby that makes you genuinely happy. It will bring you happiness. And the happier you are, the better off you're going to be in all ways. So that's a real solution. Or for boredom, you know, I talk about going shelf to shelf in nonfiction. Study the book. Who wrote it? Why did they write this? What does the author do for a living? What is the point of this book? What is one thing I can learn from this book? And go shelf to shelf every few weeks, checking out three to five books per shelf, and learn something in a new way. And that's, to me, that's my cure for boredom. So that's a solution. Now, I mean, if I were to say something like, every day is a journey, and it's a journey because it's your day. It's your day, and it's a journey. Explore it. You know, if I were to say something like that, it doesn't really mean anything. Like, what advice am I actually giving you? What substance type thing am I actually saying? I do think it can be hopeful to say something like that, but what am I actually saying that's a solution for you to go out and do something? Because if I sit here every day on this podcast and say, today is a new day, it's a new day and it's all about you. This is your day. It's your life. Your life, you're living it. Like, literally, if I said that, if I were to say that every day on here, and people would be like, you're so motivational, but where's the actual solution? Like, what am I actually telling you to do? Or what is my advice? Like, of course it's your day. You're living and breathing. It's your life. Of course. So I can see where it can be hopeful. But what's the solution? What can I foundationally say to help you? Like, you know, I that's why I like to actually give solutions to almost every episode I do. I always try to provide a solution. I feel like I'm more practical. I try to be practical. 'Cause being dreamy, that's just dreamy, right? People like hearing stuff like that. And there's so many motivational books that I used to look at when I was in my 20s, and I would read over and over and over all types of different stuff. I think at one time I even had a little book of, you know, affirmative quotes or like positive affirmation or something. But nowadays, whenever I hear people talk like that, the first thought I have in my head is, what a sales gimmick. I mean, sales gimmick. And the other thing is word salad. I don't know if you know what word salad is, but word salad is basically where it's gibberish. And the person who's saying it thinks it's like the most motivational thing they've ever said in their life. So, like, I guess a word salad thing that I could say is, I looked in the mirror today and I didn't just see myself. I saw through myself, and I saw the future me, because when I turned my head was turning before I could see it turning, and I saw it. I looked back really quick in the mirror, and I saw my future self, and I turned around, and it was me seeing through the mirror. I saw through myself. You know, if I said something like that, That's just like word salad. That's like, what did that guy just say? It's gibberish. So I try to provide real solutions. And the reason I bring this up is I saw somebody doing this recently. And like I said, they're joining a show that I watch. So I'm not going to watch the show anymore. I just can't handle it anymore. I can't handle listening to people talk like that. I just can't do it. And there's people who have made millions of dollars off of stuff like that. Millions of dollars. And it's hopeful, which tells me there's a lot of people who feel really hopeless. You know, so if it's hope you're needing, I would say listen to people who have solutions, like concrete solutions to things. And that will make you happier if you do things that actually are based in foundational solutions, like what I try to provide. Like I'm literally sitting here telling you, for low self-esteem, this is what's working for me. That will make you happier. And if you're happier, you're going to be more hopeful. So if you're wanting more hope, you know, listen to somebody who's actually providing a solution, a route. Not just saying dreamy stuff. You know, I didn't just see a blue sky today. I saw a sky with a smile on its face. You know, and every day is like that. Even when those gray clouds are out, I know those gray clouds are wanting me to smile back because they're wanting a smile. You know, like that's not going to do anything. That's, you know, it's not a solution. So I just wanted to kind of say, you know, just be aware of who's actually giving you advice rather than who's talking dream talk or who's talking word salad or who's talking, positive affirmations all day long, because what's it actually doing? You know, it might make you hopeful and it might actually be setting you up. It might be setting you up, and that's what we don't want. We don't want to set up and then we crash because there's no real solution there. You know, we don't want to get set up and then crash. You know, that's not what we want. We want a solution. So I just had to go on a little bit of a rant about stuff like that because I used to follow things like that and they did used to kind of set me up, and then I would crash and then I'd say, forget that stuff. I'm tired, or, you know, well, this didn't work, or, you know, it'd make me kind of jaded that my dreamy mindset let me down. And that's because it was a dreamy mindset. It wasn't foundational solutions. So that's what I try to do here. I try to provide solutions. And again, there are things that work for me. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm just a guy living with complex PTSD. So this is the Complex PTSD Guy signing off.